Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Oh, a big winner was announced this weekend. It was so exciting to see that our UNLV Rebel Girls and Company dance team are once again national champions.
Yes.
Hey, turn up my little... Whoa! There we go. And we are so excited to announce that we have the coach of the team on the phone. It is Marcia DeCastroVerde. Good morning, coach.
Yeah.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Hey, congratulations. This is absolutely huge. Talk to us about the competition. And you guys took home first place in 2 out of 3 categories. Talk to us about how this all works if you're not in that dance world.
Yeah, so there's 4 different categories and different levels, and we're in D1A. So we compete, you can only compete in 3 out of the 4, and we competed in game day, POM, and also in hip-hop. We took the titles in hip-hop and game day.
That is huge.
They actually did really well in POM as well. They got 10th out of, like, I think there was like over 20, 30 teams. So, and we hadn't done that category in like 5 years. So we were really proud of that as well.
Now, Steph, you're a dancer, and just watching their performance, what questions do you have for Coach Marcia?
First of all, Coach Marcia, I've seen the hip hop routine about 100 times. You guys did amazing. You really crushed it. I really think just like overall the energy and just the music choice was fantastic. One of the questions I have for you, though, is when you guys went into nationals this year, did you guys have like that school to beat, and who was it, or maybe like one of your biggest rivalries?
Yeah, so we have a few, but our biggest one definitely that can get us sometimes is LSU. So that was, I mean, I always tell the kids, like, we're competing against ourselves from the year before. It's about like outdoing yourself, because if you put too much energy on others, I feel like the outcome doesn't come out your way sometimes. So just to work hard and stay focused on yourself. And that's what we did, and we really put a lot of energy into, like, our music and our concept and putting different technical styles and really raising the bar to get the difficulty points. So, but, yeah, LSU, SDSU, Memphis, they're all really good.
I see some of the smack talk with all those schools, like, on some of the posts. Yeah. Coach, that hip-hop routine, I second Steph's sentiment. It was absolutely just jaw-dropping what you guys did there. And if someone is looking at that thinking, wow, that is something I would love to do one day, but I don't really have, like, formal dance training. I want to learn that. What kind of advice would you give for someone who wants to get involved in maybe hip-hop dance or one day be a member of the UNLV Rebel Girls and Company dance team?
I mean, it's just like anything, right? Like any sport, you have to train and you have to put in the hours. So we have a lot of amazing local studios that they can train in hip-hop. I would start there for sure. And then we also offer tons of clinics where you can get one-on-one and even like our coaching advice back. So I would just suggest those types of things, but it's all in the training at the end of the day.
Are you guys back in Vegas yet?
We are. We got back last night around midnight.
Oh my gosh. And so the celebration must have been crazy,
yeah,
right?
Like, take us back to that moment, Coach. Like, when you guys got first place and they announced UNLV first place, like, what was that like from the audience? Because I know you weren't on stage with the team. Like, what was that like?
Well, after they performed that hip hop routine, they got a standing ovation, which was so huge and such a cool moment for the people on the team. And for me, I've been doing this a really long time. It's not about titles, but it's about watching that particular team take that journey and all their hard work and all the injuries and all the adversity. And then getting to see that moment for them is really special.
Well, we
so that moment was crazy.
I was standing when I watched the video. I was standing giving you guys a high five. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. Yeah. Now, Coach, could you teach me how to do that routine?
Maybe like an 8 count.
That's what Steph said.
Maybe the intro.
That's no, it's the holding pose in the beginning, Coach. Yeah. You can teach him the holding pose. There you go.
Totally.
Coach Marcia.
Yeah, exactly. We got you.
We are beyond proud of you guys. Thank you for representing this city, the UNLV. Wow. Just what some great accolades that are so well deserved. Will you send our love to the rest of the team and just thank them for making Vegas proud? You guys were awesome.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
And if you, of course, and if you guys miss the routine, we'll post it on our Instagram and on our Facebook so you can see it. I'm telling you, this is like at least a 5-time watcher, just seeing how they do that. Yeah. Steph, I bet you could do it.
I mean, I got to stretch again. I can warm up a little bit, but I'd rather, here's a little 5 count and then I'll go off stage.
Yeah, it's like, I'll just wait here and then clap for everyone. So thank you, Coach Marcia. It's Mix 94.1.